Chapter 4 True Fortune. Esma gave me a sideways grin, then translated my request to her grandmother. My true fortune. In the shadow beneath the Mistress of Destiny's nose, a smile spread, revealing two crooked teeth above and three below. The pipe was clenched firmly between them. Her eyes crinkled and she nodded at Grandfather in a gesture of respect before speaking. This time, as Esma listened, her eyes sang. She translated swiftly with trembling excitement.
I will tell you what I truly saw, but I will also tell you that it is impossible. That is why I adjusted the fortune. There are such things as false truths and honest lies, my friends.
I was on the edge of my seat now. I wiped my damp palms on my pants. Rosa continued, dropping her voice to the lowest rumble, the purr of a mountain lion. And as the Mistress of Destiny spoke, Esma's jaw fell open. The gypsy women stopped their chattering and tea-sipping and stared at Esma. Then, at me. Then, back at Esma. With expressions of disbelief, they shook their heads, muttering a harsh word that bounced among them. Finally, Esma raised her chin, drew in a breath, and climbed, in her lopsided way, onto her chair. Standing tall on top of it, she towered over us.
According to the always accurate prediction of the Mistress of Destiny's cards, this boy... What's your name again?
Teo.
This boy, Teo, and I, Esma, Queen of Lightning, are on the path to being loyal friends for our long lives.
She paused to let this sink in, and then she continued, eyes wildly alive.
And if our friendship lasts, we will save each other when no one else can. This is our destiny.
For a moment, my heart stopped. Then I stammered a translation for granted.